Well, look, first of all, good morning, and I'm interested in getting an update and a progress report and hearing about your fight and what's been going on. So feel free to start sharing with me, Larry.
Yeah, Curtis. So I started after our last meeting writing the script for our video that we're going to do. And it just expanded to where it's a series of videos and I can't really, it's hard to lay down one video. So I'll share that with you. And I never finished it. So it's got all these video ideas that have come up, but they're not in any finished form. They're just in an outline format. So, but I was going to go back and work on that, but we've been kind of preoccupied with a variety of issues due to the broker dealer. They changed record keepers on us and it just created probably another 200 hours of additional work or something like
that. Oh man, does that mean that your clients had to repaper their statements? Is that what happened?
Thank God they didn't have to really repaper all their statements, although a few of them did, but most of it's just supplemental paperwork that goes along with it. They made us redo all the IA agreements. There's
options agreements, periodic investments.
Yeah, there you go. So there's various forms that had to be redone and but it's it I mean I if I went into all the issues that have come down on us just from the administrative side, it would be boring. I don't want to go into that, but I'm just telling you it's hours and hours. But so we get a little preoccupied because of that. We can't really bulldoze through that mess. You got to kind of finesse your way through. And so we're doing that. And then, but at the same time, we also have a variety of prospect situations and client situations that come up and then on top of that, I'll tell you the big administrative issue, Curtis, that hit us is we were keeping track and aggregating all our clients' accounts on e-money. We were having no problem, and all of a sudden the broker-dealer comes up with this the change to Pershing, and they said, "Oh, you're gonna have no problem when we change over," but that wasn't true. We changed over to Pershing instead. We can't get anything to link or aggregate. So, and they didn't tell us. So we were waiting, just not doing anything and none of the e-money accounts got updated. And so our clients couldn't do real planning because we figured any day we're gonna get the link because they just kept letting us on. Finally, after 3 months, they finally admit, after telling us it's gonna happen every week, for 3 months, that's this broker-dealer's owner that did that, by the way. The owner of the broker-dealer. Just look, for the record, his name's Rick Roberts. This is pretty normal for him. But he came back and said, "Oh, we're negotiating, Pershing's got a deal where you have to, the broker-dealer has to pay them an annual fee to get the linking to work." So it just became convoluted, and then they finally made an announcement after 3 months, but it's probably gonna take another 2 months to link it. But at least we know now to take action because we were just waiting. They kept
We're spinning your wheels,
They kept leading us along. We didn't think we needed to take an action, but now we do. And so but we don't yet know the right action to take because we can't even use the planning software that we've invested so much time and money into with their system now. We don't know yet. So we're waiting to kind of find out. We have a variety of training meetings set up, Curtis. So I'm telling you, it sucks for marketing. It was like a waste of a month for doing any additional marketing stuff because we just couldn't,
I get it, man. That's a whole wholesale change in platform that you just underwent.
And any marketing stuff I've done with Bruce, I've had to maintain that with Bruce, and he's got his daughter involved now. They set up a Yelp profile for me. And so now I'm, not only do I have to pay attention to my clients and then all the different administrative stuff, and now I got Yelp emails that come in. They're mostly fake. and then LinkedIn, I've got to maintain LinkedIn and all those.
Your social media presence.
I get new people in my network every day and some of them ask questions and we're also, you know, these are good quality problems kind of in a way because we also are getting a lot of, you know, leads to new prospects. I just had one call in today. He's finally got his, you know, his business situated. So he's got extra money and he wants to start doing something. And so we're getting, you know, as far as like, if the road was clear, it seems like we'd have a lot of new, you know, onboarded clients right now, but it's kind of messed up with a lot of
stuff. So if you're on Pershing, I think Pershing has that Lockwood Advisors as their managed money platform. Do you, are you hooked in with that?
I never did any SMAs. We always kind of stay with the, customized management. I was having a hard time because when the market drops, I'm charging the client 1% for another money manager to lose money for my client. It feels weird. I don't like SMAs like that.
Okay.
You know, but then again, I would rather blame them for losing the money than me, but.
They get fired and not you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the ideal thing, but you know, what I think we ought to do instead is just on the monthly call, you know, give the client the choice, you know, do you want to hang in there with what we're doing or
right.
And if they want a recommendation, give them one. So that's what I've been doing.
Okay.
But I think that's going to work fine. I've been through two big market drops and I think the way we're doing it's going to work, even though I think there's going to be a lot of tears shed at some point.
So your big challenge really right now are administrative, which impacts your ability to do some marketing. It does impact client service to a certain extent, but you are on monthly calls. Your clients are fully on Supernova. But it's also impacted your ability to offer your planning capability. Am I right? Is that what's going on?
We're impacted in that we can't make some of the progress we want to make in the planning arena.
And that's frustrating.
But we couldn't until now.
Yeah.
And we literally got to go and get statements. This is how crazy it is. I've got to go and preserve statements from NFS before they close up the portal to us in the middle of the year. So we've got to literally go get the statements. And then, you know, to make sure that the clients also get statements, we got to not only save them onto our cloud, but we got to drop them in their vault. So it's a lot of work.
I get it. So what can I help you with, Larry?
I would like to share that, you know, how far we got on the videos with you, if possible. Can I email that to you and you can look at it while we're talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to email it? Sure.
I'm emailing it right now, Curtis.
And if you want a sample of one I've done, I'm happy to share it with you.
I'd love your script, because this is the first part.
Are you using that easyprompter.com that I shared with you?
Well, I didn't write the scripts on there. I wrote them on Word, but I would use that once I
want me to write. Yeah, see, what I did would do is I would copy, type it up on a Word document, and then I'd copy and I'd paste it onto easyprompter.com, and then it would allow me to measure what the length of my
Okay, I'm going to the easyprompter.com website just so I have that.
Yeah, I'm not just trying to throw you off. But.
Yeah, but you should have that email any second. I see it. I gotta sign up, but yeah. Signing up right now. Oh yeah, okay, you got a bill here. Oh, basic's free.
Yeah, do the basic one. That's the one I use.
Okay. Choose a username.
And it operates almost just like a Word document. I usually type up the script on Word, MS Word, and then I copy it and I paste it onto easyprompter.com.
Okay.
And it allows me to do like one take on my video.
Yeah, beautiful to know in advance how long it's going to take. And I could use this for other presentations too. So yeah, I'm in for sure.
Yeah. And what I do is I position the camera, just above the laptop on a tripod.
Yeah.
And I have the laptop, it's kind of crude, but some people have shelving and it's fancy. I got mine stacked on some boxes.
Yeah.
So my laptop is there. I sit back. I've got a green screen and some lighting, and I'm sitting in a tall bar stool chair where I shoot my videos, and I have my microphone connected to the camera.
Archer dollars.
Yeah, and I use the just a Samsung camera. It shoots beautiful videos.
Yep.
And they come out really good.
I'm in there right now. And let's see here. I'm supposed to easy prompter. Let's see here. Start prompter. Okay. First of all, you just drop your Word document in here. So if I have the script up in front of me, for example.
Yeah. You just drop it in there.
As just a
copy and paste it in there.
Just for fun, let's try it, Curtis, because it's always good to demo stuff while we're on the phone and find out what the issues are.
Okay.
Let's see here. Everything's easy, but nothing's ever as easy as you think it is for some reason.
I hear you.
Although sometimes they're easier than you think it's going to be, which is wild. But, yeah. Okay, so let's say I put all this in. Copy. How long would this take to save? So now, I just copied it in.
Okay.
And I see it in minutes. No, yeah, minute 16, I think it's telling me.
Okay. Now you've got to pace it to your normal delivery. So, so when you scroll through it and do it as a practice, you've got to look at it and see, does it move me too fast? Does it move me too slow? And you can dial it up. You can turn up the dial to go faster or slower. There's this little dial at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Hey, let me get your cell phone number real quick, Larry.
Yeah, 818-426-9815.
426-9815.
Yeah.
And that's 818. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a quick copy of a video so that you can see a sample of one that I did, which was a minute and 27 seconds.
Okay. And then you can look at our script a little bit too, Curtis, and give me some hints on what I should do from here.
Okay. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, I think I should just only focus on this. This is it.
Okay.
I got a really nice microphone here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I haven't set it up, but I got it here.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay, so next, let's see. Eight, 1, 2, 6, 9, 8, 1, 5. Don't answer the phone. That's me.
Okay.
Going to add you to contacts.
It's funny, Charlie Munger's article today was about setting expectations, and that's how my script starts.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
That was Charlie Munger, 97 years old, still sending out articles.
Okay.
You'd think he'd just go rest, you know. 97. Take a break, Charlie.
I bought a video editing program.
Yeah.
It was $39.
Okay.
Wondershare Filmora.
Wondershare Filmora. Okay, I'm going to get
it. There's all kind of YouTube videos on how to do it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm doing whatever you did, Curtis. I'm just going to follow you. You're my model.
Yeah, and then you can upload them to YouTube, and you can change the format. You can do a lot of things.
Okay, it's time for me to do this, yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to...
I'll try it for... I guess those are just topics, or it is more or less.
On yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
I'm in Scottish.
It's amazing how to send it via text that I needed to trim the video before I could send it to you. I also have a green screen.
Mm-hmm.
And what the green screen does, it allows me to, I'll go into Google and I'll import a background.
Okay.
And do an overlay because I record on a green screen. So, okay.
Yeah, I should probably have a golf course behind me.
Yeah, you could do.
Hair doesn't do well because if you have hair, there's no defining, there's no definite line and the screen screws it up all the time. So I gotta put product in my hair to use that so it'll stay in one spot.
Okay.
Or cut it off like I used to.
Check your text message.
Okay.
And see if it appears. Oops. Yeah, I think I sent it. Oh, wait a minute.
Don't see it yet.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm downloading Filmora. 77% finished.
Oh, okay.
Wondershare Filmora. Now I see it now.
Okay, you see it now?
Yeah, we're going to watch a video, Curtis.
See how that, now I just sent that text, so it may not have the clarity, but just kind of hit that.
Okay, you want to watch it with us? We're watching it.
Yeah, I got it. It's only a minute, 27 seconds.
You know, I don't even see your eyes really moving with down the line, so that's great.
Yeah, see, and that's the beauty, so that's the position of your camera with your teleprompter. That was done on a one take on the teleprompter. Then I uploaded it to my computer, and I went into the editing program and edited it and uploaded it to, well, you can upload it anywhere, really.
I probably should put like a suit jacket on like you did and have like a high end study background or something like that to,
yeah,
you know,
you know,
I like the golf background though, but I don't think that's the one for that video.
Yeah. So yeah, that this one went to, I think, UBS or something, but you know, that's, and I am not a pro, man. I am like a total amateur at this stuff.
And it still looks pretty good. It looks professional, you know, to a large degree. So I'm going to try to see if I can do it.
Yeah. I did one with a NASDAQ, ticker background.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've used all sorts of kind of backgrounds.
I could do that. You know, the market might go out of favor any day now though.
Yeah. Or you can just do a straight, get a blue, background and just shoot it with a blue background. You don't have to get fancy.
Yeah. No, I kind of like the high end study look there. I like what you did.
Okay. So there goes an, there's an idea for you.
I should have a little smoking pipe, you know, so.
But that's just, an idea of what I did.
Okay, good. I will do that, Curtis. Now, what about our script? How can I break this thing into like actual little snippets? I noticed like I'll tell you what I pulled out of the script that was a minute 16, just so you can kind of get an idea here once I open it again. Here it is. So I pulled out everything from the first line expectations all the way down through number 4. So the whole first page was a minute 16, but this isn't like a script. It's more like an outline at this point. So do you have any guidance on how to make it more of a script and the fact that maybe it's too much in scope and I got to narrow it down in subject matter. So there's a script per section or I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me take a look at it. I just got it. Okay, I'm gonna have to go to,
Do you want me to tell you my thoughts on the script?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. So scripts, you know, the big thing about scripts is they gotta be natural. Yeah. You know, it's gotta be like you and I talking right now.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I would like to convert it to a more natural thing, but I got to start out with something a little more synthetic, you know?
Okay.
And so, how is investing enhanced by financial planning is the topic.
Okay.
So does financial planning do anything to make investing better? I guess that would be the kind of rhetoric or question I would ask, right?
Yeah. You know, it'd be like, look, hello everyone. My name is Larry Zuckerman. You know, I wanted to talk to you today about how financial planning can really make your lives better.
Well, this was more about how is investing influenced by financial planning.
Okay.
So it's kind of that, but yeah. And then it says, you know, because what happens with financial planning is you set up expectations.
Right.
And Charlie Munger talked about that today, as I said, but an example of setting good or bad expectations, using expectations as a guide. Okay, so examples of setting good expectations and bad expectations. I wanted to talk about examples of setting expectations and what those look like and illustrate that. And then examples of where someone set an unrealistic or bad expectation that because they didn't do financial planning hurt them.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get that detailed.
So in your script, You the first thing you're going to do is tell them what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Then tell them and then summarize what you just told them.
Yeah, right. The standard format.
Mm-hmm. And just be natural with it.
Well, okay. How long should the first video be? 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's a good time frame.
Okay, so in 2 minutes, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about, you know, how investing is enhanced by financial planning.
Right.
You know, or even answer the question, is it enhanced by financial planning, or could you invest better without financial planning? Let's ask that question.
Right.
The reason why I think financial planning will enhance investment results is because it helps you set proper and realistic expectations.
Okay.
And if you set bad expectations because you didn't do planning, you're liable to be disappointed. You're liable to miss the mark. You're liable to not, you know, hit your needs. I'm going to talk about that, give you a couple examples of that. Okay. And, so you understand what it is. And I don't know if I can do that in 2 minutes, but that's kind of what I visualized for that section.
All right. So I would say, you know, just something very, very simple in the beginning. You want to get to the point. And your point is, good afternoon, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about how financial planning can help you formulate your expectations, minimize your risk, and help you create a pathway toward financial success.
Oh. Yes, but that's general financial planning right there.
Right.
So yeah, I'm getting, that would be a deep dive of financial planning. I'm trying to break off one little aspect of financial planning so I can fit it into a little video.
So I'm just talking the just in terms of how you want to articulate this stuff.
Okay.
And it's just got to be singular of purpose in your script. What I will do for you, Larry, is because we're on Zoom, and I'd have to get off Zoom, open the thing up. Let me just see here for a second. Okay.
Hey, I'm still on here.
Oh, okay.
Good. I don't know what to do with it yet, but did it become like an icon on my desktop or what?
Yeah, it'll become an icon on your desktop.
Okay.
Okay.
Loading libraries. Initial library. I'm glad we're doing this, Curtis, that this, you know,
yeah, it just makes life so easy. I mean, once you learn, and there's YouTube videos on how to use the software program, and I would suggest that you use those.
Okay.
Got a couple of them. Learn about how to editing. That's going to be your biggest challenge using a new software program is, you know, how do you do things like edit? How do you add music? How do you put titles onto your video?
So you make your video and then you gotta.
Yeah.
It's on another, something else, probably like Microsoft, you know.
And you probably at the end of the video, you want to put your name and the name of your firm and a phone number where you can be reached.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, okay. So how is investing enhanced by financial planning?
That was the first topic.
Okay. Okay, let me just read this. Okay, you got expectations used 3 times in the first sentence. Okay. So let me just off the top of my head, just kind of throw this one out at you in terms of how you want to script. It's like you're shooting a movie here. Hello, everyone. I want to talk to you today about how investing is enhanced by financial planning. I want to give you an example of setting good expectations and using that as your guide to help you make the best investment decisions. As an example, Michael is a client with $1 million in liquid net worth who lives on about $60,000 per year. He expects his money to make $30,000 a year in distribution to him for life to supplement his Social Security income. That's a 3% distribution. So he should expect that his portfolio would have a minimum expectation of returning that amount of money plus some additional growth due to inflation in the future with these parameters. This is what we do. This is how we help investors like yourself. Boom. Okay. So play it out.
Yeah. That was kind of laying the groundwork for that section.
Yeah.
But to drive the point home, it would be, you know, you'd have the contrary example where he's expecting to get $80,000 a year from his portfolio, and it may not support that.
Yeah. So for example, you know, let's talk about somebody that has high expectations, but he's got to assume too much risk in order to meet, you know, an $80,000 a year goal. And, you know, let's talk about that example. So in that example, blah, 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 blah. So that's what you want to do. Script it out.
Yeah. I mean, you have people that have their accounts growing while they're taking distributions, and others that have it depleting. And if you don't expect one or the other, then you're in for a surprise.
Right. So you got so on this particular video, you got time for one example. Tune in to my next video so we can look at, you know, a changing expectation and what that can mean to the liquidity in your portfolio or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And so you set them up for the next one if you like.
Right. And we're, you know, we have to first, I guess, look at it from like what kind of things can we talk about, but we also want to look at it from the standpoint of what kind of things do people want to hear us talk about?
That's right.
Hear me talk about, I guess.
That's right.
So, you know, what do they want to hear on a video? What will engage them? You know, I think a bunch of technical talk's not going to do it.
No, it's got to be your personality and it's got to be a hot button.
Yes.
You know, what are some of the things that maybe they didn't think about that could throw their financial plan off track?
Right.
Long-term care crisis, mm-hmm. Having to support a family member, or a disability that rises, you know, the demise of a breadwinner, significant inflation, you know, a pandemic, for example, you know, job loss. I mean, you got a lot of things that can impact and throw people a curveball.
Yeah.
So say it like that. You know, there's a lot of things that we've all experienced, you know, that can, you know, life throws curveballs at us. And is our portfolio insulated against that risk?
Mm-hmm. So in this little expectations video I do that's supposed to last 2 minutes, probably is going to bleed into three easily.
Yeah, keep kind of no more than 3 minutes.
Okay. But I do want to drive the point home about planning and expectations and results, right? So those are kind of the things we want to do, and the fact that, you know, we're available to talk about these complex issues.
People like stories. Tell a story.
Yeah, that story. I love telling stories, Curtis. That's really what I wanted to do.
Yeah. So when you give an example, you're telling a story.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back to take a look. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay.
So, you know, in this same section after expectations, I got these other 4 points. I think they're all probably their own videos.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, that's the one thing. You got time for basically one idea in a video.
Mm-hmm.
Going to do a series.
So which one do you pick first? Which one do you lead with? You know, that's the question. And I think just go in this order that we have. I don't think I'm going to like mess around with cherry picking.
Every video is designed to capture somebody's attention, to get them to want to make a phone call to Larry Zuckerman.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of a sudden you got to flip that switch. Hi everyone. This is Larry Zuckerman. I'm from, you know, the name of your company. And I'm here today to talk about, you know, expectations for financial planning. Get some kind of fancy topic. Here's the thing. I'm going to give you 3 ideas that many investors, mistakes that investors make. Okay. Mistake number one, failure to insulate their portfolio against risk. Now, folks, we've had pandemics. We've had high inflation, low inflation. You know, we've had, you know, increase in taxes, all kinds of things can impact, you know, your returns on your portfolio. So, you know, go into the dialogue, explain it. And now here's an example. And then here's a solution. Boom. See you next time. I'm going to talk about how you can further use financial planning as a tool to support blah, blah, blah. Okay. Lay it out.
I got you. Yeah. So kind of, I like the order I laid this out in. I like the way that we're talking about it as we can turn this topic into, the idea is to turn the topic into something that's engaging and prompts an inquiry.
Yeah. See, so this is not a book. It's not an article. This is a video. Okay. It's designed to capture somebody's attention. Let me just see here. I'm going to go into my documents and see what scripts that I have. This thing tends to move a little slow when I'm on Zoom, but I was going to see if there's,
Sure, it's on the stress test the portfolio though. We should probably lead with that idea, but.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got ideas, quite frankly. I'm just trying to get you to turn on the drama and the script. Everything is about the delivery and the drama.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, right. That's why the stories are there.
Yeah,
they deliver the point in a, I don't know, the way the brain's made to capture information, really.
Okay. Let's see here. Here goes one. I don't know what this one's got, but let's take a look at it.
All right.
Yeah, it's coming up now.
Okay. You want to share a screen with me so I can see it?
Well, this is in a Word document. And,
okay.
Yeah, so it's not really even worthwhile. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm just going to give you an idea. Just to, you know, and then, you know, you analyze it and then everything else is drama. You know, being in enthusiastic about it. Okay.
It's always baffled me the attraction to drama that people have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you flip that switch and then all of a sudden, you know, you're on stage.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Boom. Hello, everyone. Okay, so here goes one. This one's coming up. Okay. So it starts like this. Hello, everyone. I'm Curtis Brown. Thanks for joining me today. I wanted to provide you with a brief preview of some of the concepts discussed in the book entitled The Supernova Advisor Teams, A Pathway to Excellence, written by myself and Rob Knapp. The book is available on Amazon. The beginning of the book starts with helping you get into the right mindset to help you understand some of the ideas, concepts, and challenges developing a high-performance team. Ready? Let's get started. Okay. And then I go into it and I say, look, let's face it. We all want to be comfortable in life, and at times, factors such as managing change, reaching new levels of performance, and establishing stretch goals can be difficult, if not exhausting. After many years in this business, you want to feel you've arrived at a special place in life and can enjoy the fruits of your labor. Over time, you fall into the comfort zone. Life can be repetitive and boring. Okay, so that's a little bit of how that script was done. It's not the whole thing, but do you see what I'm saying?
The
technical components that you have, and now you got to flip them into kind of the drama component.
Mm-hmm.
That's the transition I want you to make.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Try not to be too technical.
Yeah. When expectations aren't properly identified and set, bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
to them like, yeah, in the language that bad things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For example, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
So that's the drama part of your video.
Okay.
It takes a while to get this down, but you know, you'll be able to practice, the first step is put together your script,
mm-hmm.
you know, rehearse it, you know, then upload it in the teleprompter, mm-hmm. and then go to record, and then listen to yourself, look at yourself. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for example, sometimes I saw myself not smiling, and I needed to put a smile on my face.
Yeah, in a video, you should, yeah.
I got some makeup. I do that, put some of that on.
I was wondering how you got such great skin tone there, Curtis.
Yeah, they put a little makeup on.
Yeah.
And, it's all drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's all drama.
Okay.
And, and look at a few videos and, find out what, you know, go on YouTube, let YouTube be your best friend.
And the most popular videos are the ones where the guys, you know, when I look at financial advisors, they really try to create like a zany environment or something different, you know. Those are the popular ones.
Yeah, look at the delivery of information.
Yeah.
And you'll get good at it. You'll get good at it.
Okay.
I'm still working on it.
All right. Oh yeah. Well,
because I don't do enough of them.
Well, with this script, it looks like I could probably do a series of videos, you know, 8-10 videos long if I wanted to break all this out.
Just don't number them. Okay. This is video number one, because, you know, you might want to send a link to a video. It could be a third one, and people will say, well, where's one and two? So don't reference a number so that you can use your videos over and over again.
Have you seen a good financial advisor video? Let me see if I can find one. Hold on a second. Like the financial advisor video, like them actually getting on YouTube. And, like recently too, I'd like to see something of recent. Let's see here.
Okay.
Financial advisor. I looked that up. Financial advisor.
Here.
Well, this is all about being a financial advisor. So let's see here.
Let's see. We sent videos from financial advisors.
There you go. That's what we should do. Google that.
Okay, here goes one. Your Money, Your Wealth. It's on YouTube. Let me just check it out.
Okay. Your Money, Your Wealth. Okay.
Now, some of these things are like 24 minutes in length. And, you know, and you wonder, you know, who's going to sit through that?
Yeah.
I had 1,800 views. But let's see the opening.
This you ever worried about if you are prepared for retirement? Are you worried about your kids? Are they prepared for retirement? Do you have any idea of how much money that you should have for retirement? You probably don't, and you're not alone. Don't worry about it, folks, because we're going to crack the code today for everyone at any age to be successful financially. Welcome to the show. Show's called Your Money, Your Wealth. My name's Joe Anderson, president here at Pure Financial Advisors. And the show, of course, is not the show without the big man. There's Big Al Klopine.
Okay, do you get, you see what I'm saying?
I wouldn't want to go there.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's got to be based on your own style, but I want you to see, though, what captures people's attention.
Yeah, that's right. You got to capture their attention. And I just looking that up on Google, it looks like there's a lot of research you could do on videos and get ideas for videos. So I'm with you, Curtis. I just wanted to hear your reaction to one of them.
Yeah.
And that was exactly what I wanted to hear. And, my reaction is, that guy's a little bit, you know, he's
a little over the top.
He's over the top. He's setting the table with a lot of drama.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really have, you can kind of tell, he just wants to set up drama. He doesn't have any real solution.
He could be a snake oil salesman.
It's more important to create the drama, the need, the gap, than it is to solve it, right? So the discomfort's more important. To create the discomfort is more important in these things.
But what you want people to do is to watch your channel. You don't want them to turn it off. So you got to capture their attention. That's right. The main point of this.
And that's what he's doing. So
okay, so what have we talked about? We you've got some tools now. EasyPrompter.com. You got a video editing software program. Mm-hmm. Filmora, Wondershare. You're learning the art of scripting. And then you gotta look the part.
Yep. Gotta pull that suit out I haven't worn for a bit.
If you're gonna sit in a bar stool type thing, you could just put on the jacket and be in your underwear and nobody would ever know.
That's how I do on my Zoom videos.
Yeah. So just, keep it like that.
Zoom meetings.
Don't tell me to stand up. I mean, yeah.
There's been a lot of that. A lot of that's happened since everybody went virtual, by the way, I'm sure.
I know. So yeah, so what you're doing is you're putting together you're marketing yourself is what you're doing. And, once a month, there's just like you're creating your agenda of topics. You could send a link on your topic for that month to your clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I guess
there's a lot of ways you can do it. And they can go to prospects too.
Yeah. I would definitely start to get my clients involved and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But
I know your first hurdle is you got to get through this administrative morass and, move that forward. So Carl, what do you think in terms of what we've talked about?
I think I mean, I think the video is a good idea. I think we should come out with a set. I've more been focused on how are we going to drive users to the videos, right? Because at least from what I've seen, like most time when you post a video and you have like a new channel and you don't have many people who have visited, the algorithm doesn't really like to bring people there. So what are ways that we can bring traffic to the videos to generate leads?
Right. Yeah, I think what you do in the beginning is, you know, you send a link to your clients, and let the clients know that it's okay that they can share the link with anybody. Mm-hmm. So if they share it with five people, then, you know, you can double, you know, your audience.
Yeah.
And send them to prospects. You know, look, here's a link to a video, thought you might, you know, have an interest. And that's what you can do. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say you do that once a month, 12 times a year or 10 times a year, you know, every time you got a new topic, you know, you're in business.
Mm-hmm. So Curtis, you know, we're lucky because we're getting a lot of traction. We're getting a lot of, I mean, not lucky. We're good, I guess, because of it. Getting a lot of stuff on Yelp, and all of it, I believe, is due to just following the tenets of the Supernova system and taking great care of your clients. So,
right.
You know, because we're in the habit of doing all that, we just keep doing it. That never stops no matter what administrative morass we're in.
Right. There you go.
So that never got compromised one bit, but you know, additional stuff on top of that did. So.
Yeah. How's your revenues?
Revenues are light. You know, I'm just kind of living off the quarterlies right now. There's no additional sales being made.
Okay.
And, the quarterlies have gone up, thank God, because the managed accounts have gone up. But we haven't been really adding money. I just to kind of give you an idea, this one, prospect we got from a CPA, he seemed like a good prospect, Alan.
Uh-huh.
Got a couple million liquid net worth. Most of it's in annuities, fixed annuities. And, I did a bunch of financial planning for him, put him through the 90 day free look period. And we're at day 83 or whatever, having a meeting. And I go, Alan, it's, you know, we've pretty much gone through most of the 90 days. I go, I'm going to give you my final, closing statement so we can get started. You know, I can manage your money. Cause he saw me, I gave him all my ideas and they all been making money and he hasn't done anything. And so he hemmed and hawed and sat there and I go, well, you know, there's about a week left. You know, if you can't decide right this moment, you still got a week of the 90 day free look period. So, you know, I'll catch you at the end of that and see where you're at. But he's got $1 million. He wants to move like 70,000 in with me in a managed account. And he's not even sure he's going to do that. So, you know, when I look at how much time I spent with him in the 90 day free look period and the fact that I'm not, you know, probably not going to get any of his money to manage, it kind of ticks me off because we had a good, really good relationship. And, you know, it's like, he just, I'm going to call him back and I'm going to say, if you don't bring money over, just tell me why. Because, you know, I've shown you everything that's going to, you know, that we're doing, right, how it works, you know, and he might say, you know, I just feel like I don't want to pay anybody. I can do it all myself.
Okay.
You know, that's fine. You know, you saw what I did. And if you don't think it's adding value, that's your thing. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and because I'm interviewing them too. And if they can't make a decision or get off the bus and start doing something, you know, the interview's over. You're not coming.
Yeah. Look, the minimum, you know, relationship that I'm willing to work with is, whatever your number is. Is it 250? Is it 500?
Well, I say 500, but I'll compromise that if the person's got a lot of promise.
Yeah. Well, tell them, look, the minimum relationship I work with is for $500,000. You know, are you capable of, participating at that level?
Yeah, you know? The answer would be already have established because he is.
Okay, then let's get started.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, got you. Okay. So yes, yes. And
close them. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let up on these people. Let's set those targets and those minimums. And, look, you've had an opportunity to, you know, to see our service model and how we deliver things and our idea flow. And, you know, how has that been for you?
Yeah.
There's you know, get, them into the, get them into the yes mode. Yeah, I like it. It's been good. No doubt. You have great ideas. I like your service model. I like the frequency of the contact, you know, and this, then can you see any reason at this particular point why we can't work together?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see any reason. Got it.
Then, I'm going to, reduce my contact at this point. You know, if you're not able to make a decision today, I'd like you to contact me when you are ready to make a decision.
Yes.
Yeah. Move on to the next. Spend your time with people who want to work with you.
Right. I'm going to give them that final call and kind of go into that with them. So there's another prospect I want to talk to you about in like a one-to-one meeting. He's got sold a company. He's got like 30 million cash sitting around.
Okay.
And he's a referral from a longtime client of mine.
Okay.
And him and I, this guy had a great conversation and I want to talk to you about it. And I want to talk to you about strategizing of how to get him to bring some of the money under management.
Right.
And I was about to, you know, try to schedule that second call. We just talked 2 weeks ago and I was going to schedule that second call with him. And follow up call. And, I wanted to just see, you know, get your input on that whole thing because, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like, you know, working with an ultra high net worth client like that. Cause I haven't yet.
Right.
So I want to see how that, you know, what you think I ought to do and how I should proceed with him. I was, you know, do I go with the throw me a bone, Brad, and give me $1 million to work with or, you know, you got to bring in at least 5 million of that 30 million or what?
Should well, we you know, I always say, what do you feel comfortable with?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And set your minimum expectations for the amount of money that you're willing to work with. So with that guy, I would say, you know, I work with clients that have a minimum of, you know, $2 million.
Yeah.
And see how that resonates with him. And, talk about your service model, your concierge service. And you work with a limited number of relationships, you know, around, 65 to 75. And, you provide those clients with, some exclusivity in terms of service. And, they get, you know, 12 contacts, a year. Four of them are reviews. Two of them are in person. A 1 hour response to problems with a 24 hour resolution. This is how we work. They get to receive a financial plan with an eye toward intergenerational planning.
Yeah.
You write through your service model.
I better cancel the next call because we'll have a call in because it has been 2 weeks now since our initial call and I did go through all that with them.
Okay, good. And what was his reaction?
It was good. I mean, he seemed like he noticed that other advisors were not providing that kind of service.
Right. And so what you do is you say, how does this resonate with you?
Yeah.
You know, get people to say, yes, I like it. It's good. Okay. Can you see any reasons that would keep us from working together or doing business together?
Right. Okay.
You know, I work with clients that have at least, you know, $2 to $3 million, in investable assets. And I, obviously that doesn't present a problem for you. Okay. So position yourself as somebody who's got some exclusivity.
Okay. Yeah.
So you keep driving it home because a win will be a big win.
When you do that. That'd be great to, if we could work with Brad, because he's, you know, he's connected and he's in the industry that we're trying to target. We haven't got one single prospect in that industry yet, except okay. for him.
What industry is it?
He didn't come through our marketing. He came through a client lead. Okay. The industry is the biotech and life sciences industry. And
okay.
I'm putting in like 15 hours a week of study into that industry at night, Curtis. Yeah. It's passive. I just listen to audiobooks, but I'm still putting in that amount of time. And so the lingo in that industry is becoming more and more,
second
and more
nature.
Familiar with me, you know. So
yeah, it's kind of second nature.
Oh my God, man. I'm studying plant cells right now. It's just insane. It's like, so I love doing that because I'm conversive. So when I got in that conversation with Brad, he said something like, Larry, at this point, you may know more about life sciences than I do. And he's a master's in chemical engineering.
Right.
And ran that biotech lab for 30 years. So I'm pretty sure that he knows a lot.
Well, you know what the other thing you can do is look. Just read some research reports on some of your biotech companies. Okay.
I do that too.
Like Genentech. Okay. Good.
Genentech. Right. Okay.
That's one.
Yeah. Well, I got Sorrento, BioXcel Therapeutics, Cytodyn, and some other, you know, some of these companies that, you know, they're real speculative.
Now, what's the way for him to play in that market without taking a lot of risk? One way is he can buy an ETF, a biotech ETF, right?
Yeah, ARKG maybe all day long.
So you say, hey, look, I've been thinking about you, and I wanted you to think about a low risk way to participate in that industry without taking a lot of risk. And I have a couple of thoughts for you.
Yeah.
Let them have it.
Okay. Well, that could be a good entry into the next call then, because I got to
always pivot, always be pivoting toward moving them along in your dialogue.
Somebody's closing these deals and then servicing them well afterwards. Somebody's closing them and not servicing them well.
Exactly.
I want to do both.
Exactly. Okay. I think that takes up our time for today. If there's any questions that you have in between the next call, feel free to send me an email or call me, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad that you're making progress. I'm sorry to hear about your administrative, you know, snafus. We've all been through it. You'll get through it.
Yeah. Well, last couple of days has been sort of a opening, a break in all the stuff, because they finally came to a decision about how they're going to give us the linking. So we now, I think, can sort of open it back up and start working on this stuff. So this video is going to be very important. This call to Brad is going to be very important. They're going to be done, and I'm going to keep you informed.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. And Carl, it's good seeing you. Have you lost your other backup assistant?
We are down to just Carl and I for now.
Okay.
Which makes it nice. Carl's just kind of almost working full time now, so it's very congruent.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you. You take care.
All right, Curtis. Take care.
Take care, Curtis.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.